If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Senator Kamala Harris has become the first woman of color to be elected vice president, which is a pretty big jump from no color at all.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth chats with musician and activist John Legend. But first, a closer look.
Joe Biden has been elected the 46th president of the United States in a historic and overwhelming repudiation of Donald Trump that ended with Rudy Giuliani screaming outside a landscaping company. And now, nearly the entire Republican Party is in lockstep behind Trump as he tries to delegitimize and steal the election. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Well, our long national acid trip is almost over, and now it's time to pop a Klonopin and let our designated driver take us home. On Saturday, all the major networks finally called the presidential election for Joe Biden, and I have to say, even I'm surprised at just how relieved I am that we don't have to suffer through another 4 years of Donald Trump, the single most annoying human being on the face of the earth. Even if you put aside everything else about him, the racism, venality, cruelty, corruption, mendacity, vindictiveness, and flagrant disregard for any life other than his own, he is still just a world historically irritating man. And the most irritating thing about him was my and many people's absolute round-the-clock inability to look away for 4 years. It has been genuinely necessary to monitor the president 24 hours a day, like zoologists staring at two endangered rhinos hoping they'll have sex. I mean, can you imagine living through another 4 years of having to see his sweaty, overcooked ham of a face on your television every day, whining about toilets not flushing or windmills killing birds, barking at reporters on his lawn like a Long Island mattress store owner who insists on doing his own commercials and putting all his weird asymmetrical adult children in them. So come on down to Oceanside Mattress and use the promo code Shut Up and Lay Down. And thank God we won't have to watch him dance at his rallies anymore like the naked guy in the gym locker room using his towel to try the back of his neck. This point, in addition to preserving what's left of our democracy and reversing 4 years of malicious racism, savagery, and criminal neglect, getting rid of Trump is just a quality of life issue. Like calling 311 about a jackhammer outside your apartment. And clearly, I'm not the only one indulging myself in the joy and catharsis of seeing this deeply wretched husk of a man thrown out on his ass, as the results came in over the last few days, culminating with the official call from the networks on Saturday. There were celebrations across the country with people dancing in the streets, honking and banging pots in New York City, flipping off Trump's motorcade in D.C., dressing up as mailboxes in Philadelphia and trolling Trump by blasting what has become his campaign's theme music, the YMCA song. It's just fantastic, and I love they're doing it right outside the White House. It's like playing New York, New York outside of Fenway Park. I like to imagine that while this was happening, there was also a sad flotilla of Trump's beautiful boaters mournfully circling the waters off Clearwater Beach to a funeral dirge version of YMCA. Why, God? Why? MCA. Dancing crowds weren't the only people overjoyed by the fact that we'll soon be rid of Donald Trump. There was Joe Biden himself, who came bounding out for his victory speech like a journeyman reliever jogging out from the bullpen after finally getting called up to the big leagues. It's nice to get Quaid from the rookie after 4 years of Quaid from Total Recall. I know in one case it's the actor's name and in the other it's the character's name, but the joke is for Andy Samberg and I'm pretty sure he's gonna like it just fine. Anyway, I think we can all admit that when we were watching Biden jog out, we were silently hoping he wouldn't fall. Anytime a 77-year-old man exerts himself like that, it's a white-knuckle ride. Biden's definitely one of those grandpas who insists on doing everything himself. Grandpa, it's 5 a.m. Where are you going? I'm gonna shovel the sidewalk before my back pills wear off. And then Biden spoke for the first time as president-elect, and I mean this in the best possible way. I remember very little of it. Like, I think he said stuff about healing our divides or unifying the country or whatever. Honestly, I'm just relieved that a president-elect spoke to the nation and I didn't immediately Google Canada, how move to. And then today, Biden announced a task force of experts who will guide him in dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, which, let's not forget, is currently ravaging the country, uncontrolled with ICUs filling up and hospitalizations nearing record levels. And yet, as the crisis was continuing to spiral, the current president was moping around his private golf course like a Palm Beach dentist after a messy divorce. And that's also where Trump was when the race was called for Biden on Saturday, which is just perfect. I'm surprised he didn't just stay out there. Just leave me here. I live with the geese now. I wonder if his aides gave him the news out on the course or wait until he got back. If I were them, I'd wait until he doesn't have a golf club in his hand. Can you imagine the rage divots he left behind? Probably why Rudy Giuliani always looks like that. He gave Trump some bad news once, and there's still a 9-iron wedged up his ass. So clearly, Biden supporters and sane people everywhere got to enjoy a well-earned national moment of catharsis as the results came in. Now let's check in on the other side and see how they're taking the news.
President Trump should not concede.
It was stolen.
The media is desperately trying to get everyone to coronate Joe Biden as the next president.
I think he would have to do a lot to convince Republicans that this is anything except a left-wing power grab financed by people like George Soros. I think that it is a corrupt, stolen election.
There is no Joe Biden. The man you may remember from the 1980s is gone. He no longer exists. What remains is a projection of sorts, a hologram designed to mimic the behavior of a non-threatening political candidate. These people seek absolute sameness, total uniformity. You're happy with your corner coffee shop. They want to make you drink Starbucks every day from now until forever, no matter how it tastes.
And when that hologram drinks coffee, what do you think happens? It splashes right to the ground. Because holograms don't have real stomachs. All right, so based on the clips, they're not doing great. Tucker Carlson thinks Joe Biden is a hologram, wants to make you drink Starbucks every day, and I'm sorry, but when is the Starbucks for liberals myth gonna die? Are we supposed to believe Tucker only drinks campfire coffee out of a prospector's tin mug? And by the way, to anyone who thought things were going to go back to normal once Trump is gone, just a reminder, Fox News called Biden a hologram who wants to force you to drink Starbucks, and he's been president-elect for 2 days. Can you imagine what it's going to be like when Biden's actually in office, if Republicans hang on to control the Senate? Who knows if they'll even let him have a cabinet? Sean Hannity will probably accuse Biden of building a secret Soros-funded Amtrak station on the moon. But you know what? Say what you will about Republicans. One thing they make clear is they're tough guys who don't cry like liberals. So if anyone can handle a bruising emotional defeat like this one, it's the Republican Party.
This is one of the things I'm just, give people time.
Yes.
I mean, you know, he's just found out that he's, you know, probably not going to be the president of the United States here. And I mean, you could say what was in the cards, but you don't know until the votes are counted.
I believe in decency in all matters. And I think the decent thing to do is let the president himself take the time he wants to absorb this. It is not easy, and it is extraordinarily close. So if the president needs to take a few days, maybe even longer, to absorb, ultimately accept, and I think he ultimately will accept the outcome of the people, you have to allow that to happen.
Truly incredible. The liberal tears crowd, the people who spent 4 years building an entire political movement around triggering their political opponents need a warm blanket and a cup of Earl Grey tea to cope with losing a presidential election. They literally wore shirts that said, your feelings. Yes, your feelings. But my feelings? You make love to my feelings. But this isn't just a case of hurt feelings or wounded egos. This is the beating heart of Trumpism, the paranoid, authoritarian belief that your political opponents are illegitimate. And even though Trump himself might be on his way out, the deep rot that the rise has exposed within our political system isn't going anywhere anytime soon, and we can't pretend otherwise. It runs through the veins of the Republican Party, which is why Trump was thoroughly and overwhelmingly repudiated. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris won the most votes for any presidential ticket ever, and by one of the largest margins in recent history, they're on pace to potentially win over 300 electoral votes. Meanwhile, Trump is the only president in history to be impeached, lose the popular vote, and be denied a second term. He's going to be the answer to a trivia question for the rest of his life. Oh, man, I know this one. Guy used to... His name was on buildings. Golf guy. I knew I shouldn't have gotten stoned before trivia night. Again, Trump is not unique. For example, last night he retweeted a clip from Fox News in which Ken Starr, the special prosecutor from the Clinton impeachment, suggested that counting votes was itself illegal.
To count every vote may be a crime. It may even be a crime under federal law. It's definitely a crime under state law if that is, and here's the key word, illegal. And that's why you see, and it's shameful that Vice President Biden's people and the vice president himself are saying count every vote and selling a lot of T-shirts.
Okay, putting aside everything else for a second, you're mad that they're selling T-shirts? All Trump does is sell and advertise Trump-branded products. The entire Trump campaign is like the merch table outside a concert. They have hats, shirts, cups, flags. There's even an official Trump-Pence pet leash, which just seems way too on the nose. Mr. President, I would prefer if we didn't have the leash on the website. Oh, you know, I hear you, Mike. And I'm going to take that under consideration right after you fetch this ball for me. But I appreciate Ken Starr revealing the ideological core of the Republican Party, their fundamental belief that counting every vote is a crime. They believe the democratic process is illegitimate. That's why they're manufacturing deranged fantasies of systemic voter fraud without evidence. Even when pressed for evidence, they can't provide any.
I know this city has a sad history of voter fraud. After all, Joe Frazier is still voting here. Kind of hard since he died 5 years ago, but Joe continues to vote. If I recall correctly, Joe was a Republican, so maybe I shouldn't complain. But we should go see if Joe is voting Republican or Democrat now from the grave. In Philadelphia, they keep the votes of dead people secret.
Anytime Rudy does a press conference, I half expect him to be trailed by an IV stand and a nurse holding a little cup full of pills. One of these days is going to be interrupted halfway through by an orderly yelling, Rudy, there you are. Free time is over. It's lights out at 8, Rudy.
I'm making some very good points. Can I finish making my very, they're very good points.
Gets crazier, though, because that's the same press conference where Rudy found out the networks had all called the race for Trump. And this was his response.
Who was it called by? All the, oh my goodness, all the networks. Wow. All the networks.
You know, Rudy doesn't think it's official until it's called by the Texaco Star Theater. Sounds like he's on the phone with Time Warner customer service. All right, sir, we have several packages available. Which channels would you like?
All the networks.
But by far the best thing about this press conference was not what Rudy said, but where he said it. It brings us to the absolutely top part of the weekend. Honestly, it was almost as good as Trump losing. You see, the way we found out about this press conference was when Trump tweeted, Lawyers, News Conference, Four Seasons, Philadelphia, 11 a.m. Then he deleted that tweet and followed up with another that said, Big press conference today in Philadelphia, Four Seasons, Total Landscaping, 11:30 a.m. So everyone thought they were holding a press conference at the upscale Four Seasons Hotel, and it turned out they were holding it at a landscaping company called Four Seasons Total Landscaping, and the hotel itself announced they had no connection to either Trump or the landscaping company. It's like if Trump announced he was holding a big rally at the Lincoln Memorial, deleted it, then announced he was holding a big rally at a Lincoln dealership. So how did this absolutely incredible moment in history happen? The Trump team was reportedly looking for a friendly part of town to hold a press conference where they wouldn't get drowned out by Biden supporters. But according to the New York Times, aides told the president on Saturday morning their intended location for the news conference, and he misunderstood, assuming it was an upscale hotel. But I think it was even dumber. I think Trump said, do it at the Four Seasons, and one of his chucklehead henchmen just glanced at the Philly phone book, saw Four Seasons, dialed the number before he saw Total Landscaping, and they just rolled with it because nobody can admit a mistake in that fake macho basement cult. It's just the best. He thought he was getting a fancy hotel, and instead, he got a landscaping company. Something tells me this isn't the first time this has happened to Rudy. If you've ever seen him sleeping in a courtyard, it's because he thought he was booking a room at Courtyard by Marriott. These benches are so comfortable. When's the turnover service? Plus, they have all the networks! And it just keeps getting better. Once you learn what else was near the landscaping company, again, this is where the president's lawyer held an official press conference falsely alleging a scheme of wide-scale voter fraud in order to undermine an election.
Originally, the president billed this press conference as taking place at the Four Seasons Hotel in downtown Philadelphia. But it actually ended up being held in the back of Four Seasons Total Landscaping, no relation to the hotel, very far from the center of Philadelphia, next to Fantasy Island Adult Books, across from the Delaware Valley Cremation Center.
That's right. They held a press conference at a landscaping company next to an adult bookstore and a cremation center. So it was one-stop shopping for Rudy. This is great. I can get my hedges trimmed, pick up a porno mag, and then get cremated. I can't wait to pick out my urn! The only thing missing from this scene was a store called Metaphors R Us. Such a fitting way for the Trump presidency to end. They tried to stage a deranged press conference to undermine our democracy, and it ended in a humiliating spectacle brought on by their own incompetence. 5 years ago, this whole nightmare started in a Golden Tower in Manhattan. Now it's ending at a landscaping company in Philadelphia. And yet Rudy is not an outlier. Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell refused to accept the outcome of the election as well, despite the clear results with no evidence of fraud whatsoever. The president and virtually the entire Republican Party are engaged in an attempt to delegitimize the election and blow up our democracy. Clearly, the deep rot in our political system and the conservative movement exposed by Trump's rise is not going away anytime soon. He is not unique. And fixing that will require bold, systemic change. So we'll be watching on this network and on
all the networks.
This has been A Closer Look.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Our guest tonight is an Academy, Emmy, Grammy, and Tony Award-winning musician. His new album, Bigger Love, is on sale now, and he's currently serving as a coach on this season of The Voice, which airs Mondays and Tuesdays right here on NBC. Please welcome back to the show, John Legend. How are you, John?
Hey, Seth. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Obviously, a lot of people were celebrating this weekend. You guys made it a family affair in Los Angeles.
Yes, we did. We were feeling the energy around us and seeing on social media so many people out honking their horns and celebrating. And we were like, let's get out of the house. Let's go and interact with the people. So we went out to West Hollywood, Santa Monica Boulevard, and there was an impromptu dance party happening. And we just drove through for a little bit and celebrated with the crowd.
We actually have a short video. Here you are with the family. It should be noted, to a lot of voters in America, that's what West Hollywood always looks like.
Yes, that's a fair approximation. But but it was really nice to celebrate with everybody.
That's great. I want to ask as well about The Voice. Very exciting to have another season going. How's it been for you so far?
It's been so good. You know, this is our first season in the COVID environment where we were able to go back to the studio and with all these new protocols tape the show. But the talent hasn't changed a bit. In fact, I've said that this year's blind auditions were the best group of singers that we've had since I've been on the show, which this is my fourth season. So I'm really impressed with the artists that we're able to work with, and I think we're putting on a really great show for the country.
It is so exciting to watch any kind of live performance these days, and the show's done such a good job of grabbing that. Of course, there are really strong COVID protocols in place. We talked to Gwen about how she used a T-shirt cannon to shoot T-shirts to her team. You took a different approach. You can't quite tell what we're talking about with this picture there, but this close-up really brings home how creepy that is. Was that your idea?
I took a substantially inferior approach to the voice producer suggested I use a rubber hand to reach out and shake everyone's hand, and you can see how creepy it looks. And I make fun of myself and my glove for the entire season, and deservedly so.
I know you have new music, you have a new album. Obviously, you're not alone, and being a performer hasn't been able to get out and do live shows. Are you hopeful you'll be able to do that soon? And how badly have you missed it?
Well, with the good news about the vaccine today, I'm hopeful that the world can get back to normal by the middle of next year. We have a tour scheduled for August. We postponed it from this year's August to next year's August. So we'll see if it's able to happen. But I think the news about the vaccine makes that a little more possible.
You're doing a song for us tonight later in the show called Wild. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, it's a song about being in love and being passionate. And the video, of course, featured my wife and my family. And it's a really powerful song. Also features the great Gary Clark Jr. on guitar. He's not on our performance tonight, but he's on the album version. And it's really one of my favorite songs in the album, one of Chrissy's favorites. And hopefully everyone loves it tonight.
I want to end that you were in Philly with your family again, supporting this is the night before the election. So before he was president-elect. Was that a special night? Did you enjoy being there supporting?
It was so special. We wanted to be there to help. We knew that Pennsylvania was going to be close, and we knew that if we could drive up turnout in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas, that Joe Biden would have a chance to win. And Philly came through, Pennsylvania came through, other states around the country came through, and we're very, very excited that Joe Biden is the president-elect of the country. We need someone with his leadership skills, his empathy, his intelligence, his team. We think it's going to be much better for the country.
Well, I'm neither here nor there on it because I'm not political.
Clearly, absolutely neutral.
thank you so much for being here. And thank you as well for doing the song for us. Can't wait to see it. It's always a pleasure to see you. Love to your family.
Thank you, Seth. Great to see you, too.
Bigger Love is out now, and The Voice airs Mondays and Tuesdays right here on NBC.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.